So that again was You Left Me by Hey Mother Death from their 2012 album. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM, and I've been playing stuff from our cassette tape archives today and yesterday. So next I'm going to play another recent one. This is by Inland Island, which is Avalon and Friends from Montreal, and it's called Bran Germ.
Thank you.
Okay, that last one was The Underground by a Toronto goth rock band or post-punk band called Inner Sanctum off their 1999 album or 1990 album We Who Are. This is Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'll put the list of the songs that I'm playing up on our blog at music.ckut.ca. And also, if you want to get in touch with me for whatever reason, you can email me at archivist@ckut.ca. Next up, we have a couple tracks by Montreal accordion folk group Geordie, Grayson, and Bruce off a 1997 album called La Beaujolaise.
Green. In movement, there are implications, things I have not connected until now, until you are a possibility, a perhaps, until I know that partial access is no longer an option, until I know that soon I will be there and not here, and where will you be? It's a navigation, a movement around, up and down, beside, to jostle, to jockey right up beside you, if only for a moment, to sense your momentum in relation to my own, to gauge your velocity and calculate our relative distances and speeds. Things move along too quickly for me. I am a mover, but I am slower than these few hours will allow. And there's something sexy about it all, the intention of motion, a fuck-all attitude that I could try on to make me care less. And it would be a gesture, though I'm sure the effort would be less than valiant. I just don't have the stomach for it. And is this where you hold it, conceal it, ball it up, a right tight fist to the gut, the possibilities, the potentials, the never-will-bes? It is a mass, a critical mass, that once reached will explode. I am waiting. I am impatient. And I am stewing, fermenting, facilitating the process with you as the catalyst, allowing myself to become consumed with the absences and thrilled by the losses. I run with the line, but the truth is I'm hooked.
Okay, so that one was another spoken word poem off of the Girlfriend Action Coalition comp that I've been playing a bunch of stuff from. It was by somebody who is just identified as CD, and it's called Irreconcilable Distances. Before that, we had a couple of songs by Jordy, Grayson, and Bruce from a 1997 album. You are listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM, and I'm playing stuff from our tape archives for you today. So next up, I'm very excited to play a couple more songs, more because I played some yesterday, from a Vancouver punk band called JP5. I'm going to play a song that I played yesterday again because I like it so much and I can.
Down the trail.
So those last two songs, again, were by JP5, and they were called Curse and Angel Slug. Next up is Point of Resistance by Karen Ellis off her 1990 album Talking Back.
Highest resistance is where the two lines shall meet, with increasingly directed friction and a silence that grows with the heat. You sit at one end of the sofa with an indecipherable expression on your face. I am sitting on the other side with a blank look, slightly matching in grace. We're both waiting for the next move. I can give you nothing more than I already hold for myself. I feel I'm slipping off the tightrope. Out with yours, the only hand out for help. Well, surely you'll feel the same free fall. Unspoken words that give away far too much. Well, it's hard to forget that there's no safety net when our hands already cling to the touch. We're both waiting. And I know, and you keep looking at the door, but something keeps us locked here. Side by side, you please let you give me your heart. Me, please let you give me mine. Oh, nothing less than nothing more. We're already making circles from broken lines. We're both waiting. Then I lean backward. It's the waiting that I miss.
If there was only something in the way you walked, maybe I'd at least be fascinated. But I think the war between us is more about hard hats and whispers than you'd care to admit. It's now so murky and swampy it has become the set for a B-movie that involves stilted dialogue and underdeveloped characters who don't even get to have sex because their sole purpose for existing is to be killed by the monster that has evolved out of the slimy mess that is our relationship. And it's true that when I get angry, I become an acid-induced version of a twin set on a soap opera, looking for that quick-fix lover who played my brother in another series before the next commercial break. It's also true that I am disgusted with myself for being armed to the teeth with my best behavior at the sight of you. I thought I had you safely buried behind the unreturned phone calls and the slovenly rudeness that you call charm. Apparently, I was wrong. I don't want to become so obsessed with breaking you that I resort to my own arsenal of high school antics and cheap forms of seduction. A person can only drink so much peach schnapps in a lifetime. After a while, it just isn't sexy. Maybe you're not ready for what I was. Maybe you're not ready for what I am now, but the virtual reality behind the Star Trek makeup is that nobody likes a lover if they can't have him. Jack Kerouac never put up for no ladies. Show me a dollar and I'll show you a fast-talking dime. Give me a couple dimes and I'll call your mother and tell her how bad you are with money. I've been to Portage in the summertime and it ain't that cold.
That poem rules. that was Jack Kerouac by Dana McLeod, again from the Girlfriend Action Coalition compilation. Before that, we had Karen Ellis. And next up, we have a couple of tracks off of Kinney Starr's self-released demo under the name Kinney Starr Hearts BK Lounge from 1995, and that's called Learning to Cook. And okay, but seriously, who among us has not had a crush on Kinney Starr? Or maybe that's just me. Anyway, there's like an anti-cop song on this album that is lyrically great, but it kind of sits musically somewhere in like the Mad Caddies third wave ska area, and I couldn't subject you to that. So instead I'm going to play Handsome Like a Man and then Devil's Claw.
course he does, because he is white.
Clawfoot on the bathroom mirror's got a crack running through it all. My place is your place, but the razors are rusted. At night we comb the streets, talk small with the unadjusted. I say, unadjusted, but damn that man's here. B-boy took on his head and he didn't need no fashion tipping. 60-year-old woman's heading out to be raving. Hair in short pigtails, wearing stripes like girls be craving. Winter wind cuts through the loose knit of wool, and Michael Franti's happening cause his record belly cups full of. Behind me, Terry sings, he gave his love a cherry. But it's Mary quite contrary, though, cause he rarely stars a star in row. Behind me, Terry sings, he gave his love a cherry. But it's Mary quite contrary, though, cause he rarely stars a star in row. Streets be long and wide, colder outside than on the inside. But if we look into each other's eyes, it's really hard to criticize. But I thought I felt him staring, so I declare at him, assuming straight eyes zoomed with hate. Cause my eyes be shut, may be opening too late. My eyes be shut, may be opening too late. But it's hard to be open when I see my body splayed across the screen of the magazine, always looking just laid. Hard to be open when I see my body splayed across the screen of the magazine, always looking just laid. Look into each other's eyes, it's really hard to despise. And Jesus loves you and your devil's clawfoot on the bathroom mirror's got a crack running through it. And my place is your place, but the razor's rusted. At night we comb the streets, talk small with the unadjusted. I say, Jesus loves you and your devil's clawfoot on the bathroom mirror's got a crack running through it. Mother, mommy, won't you please come on soon? The leaves have all fallen and I'm afraid they'll catch fire soon. Mother, mommy, won't you please come on soon? The leaves have all fallen and I'm afraid they'll catch fire soon.
God, her voice. I love those two tracks so much. Again, that was Kinney Starr, and those songs were Handsome Like a Man and Devil's Claw off of Learning to Cook, which came out in 1995 when she was playing under Kinney Starr Hearts, the BK Lounge. You're listening to Venus Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Jack. I'm the archivist here. And I've been playing songs from CKUT's cassette tape archive. I'll put the track list up on music.ckut.ca in the next couple days in case you missed anything or you like desperately want to know what something is. And also, if you like what you've been hearing or you want to chat or you want to maybe help us digitize stuff, you can email me at archivist@ckut.ca. And while we're learning how to cook, I'm going to play one last song off that Ain't She a Beautiful Sight compilation that I've been playing a bunch of stuff off today. This one is by a group or something called Transistor 3, and it's called Recipe for Making a Household Revolt. The recipe, by the way, because I know a lot of you out there might want to know it, is 1/3 cup dishwater, 1/3 cup vacuum grit, 1/3 cup loose threads, cut, spliced, blended, mixed at 333 degrees, and served with a high-pitched scream. Thank you. So, again, that was Recipe for Making a Household Revolt by Transistor 3. It's 1:55, which means that my time with you is just about done. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sending me nice messages. Get in touch at archivist@ckut.ca if you're interested in what I've been doing. I've been trying to work this last song in for 2 days now, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it. This is by a band called Parade, off a noise compilation by Anathema Records, called Anathemata. The song is called Crush.
Thank you. following is a previously broadcast program.
Where are we?
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And, as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is Thursday, June 16, 2022. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Ford House, a community-based